Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a jukebox.
She said you don't really kiss me like you used to.
Woo.
Don't fuck me like you used to.
Nah.
You don't really come around like you used to.
Yeah.
Don't love me like you used to.
Because I used to, bitch.
Because huh. I used to.
What?
I used to, bitch.
What?
I used to, bitch. Cause I used to, bitch. Cause I used to,
I already told you.
Cause I used to, bitch.
Said again.
I used to, bitch.
Damn. I'm so glad you came back in my life.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to see that I was doing nice.
I've been fine.
I done upgraded my crib and paying double price. Necklace looking like a drink. I got double ice.
Hey,
you know who I miss. You get all in my biz. You leave your clothes where I live. You need a dad for your kids. I ain't got no time for your shit. If you ain't got it, then chill. A couple thousand in bills. Check out the whip with the wheel. You can't provide me with nothing. You taking pictures in front. I thought your body was jumping. You said, little baby, your cousin. Now why you yelling and fussing, trying to fight me and cussing? Girl, I'm just crying and bumping. I thought we had the discussion.
Every day, me and you go through the same thing.
Oh yeah.
And now that you're back, I'm still the same.
Still the same.
Now I know why you think that anything.
Oh no.
You know bitches gonna fool me with the same game.
She said you don't really kiss me like you used to.
No, no.
Don't fuck me like you used to.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, baby.
Cause I used to, bitch. Cause I used to, bitch. Cause
yeah.
I used to, bitch. Cause I used to, bitch. Cause I used to, bitch. Cause I used to, bitch.
I said
I used to, bitch. Cause I used to, bitch.
Yeah, I said this before. Don't make me say it again.
Say it
I know
again.
The karma's a bitch, but me and her have been friends. And I don't like how it is, but babe, you don't have to stay.
Don't
I know you got shit to do. I don't wanna get in your way. I'm trying to stack up some figures. You worried about Instagram pictures. I ain't got no time for my niggas, cause you worried about who gon' come with us. No need to call all my peeps, because I know that they feel me. We talked about it last week over some bitches in Henny. You jumping out of your seat. You like to get in your feelings. You thought I was out on the creek, but I was stacking up pennies. If you don't like how it be, then you don't have to be with me. I'm always out on the street, because I have to be busy. Because I'm hungry and they gotta eat. My mama never taught me how to cook enough for three. And daddy always told me that a nigga gon' leave. And if your ass struggling, I won't lose sleep. I've been so nice that it's coming all week. And I can't let everybody ever think I'm not a G. If you see jukebox, you hear Jet C. And baby, I'm hot, baby, don't test me.
You don't really kiss me like you used to.
Oh, no.
Don't fuck me like you used to.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really come around like you used to. Cause I used to, bitch. Cause I used to, bitch. Cause I used to, bitch. Cause I used to
hit you with
that. I used to, bitch. Cause I used to, bitch. Cause I used to, bitch. Cause I used to, bitch.
But I don't spoil you like I used to, adore you like I used to.
Nah.
You must be think I'm cuckoo. Don't see how when I'm too true. You let all of this change.
Change
you fake love, I am no stranger.
Nah.
To being handsome is a danger.
Ooh.
How's the vibe and undeniable? You treat me like I lie to you, like I don't provide a shoulder for you to
cry.
You too complacent and I'm through with being patient. Compromising, feeling like my time is being wasted. Don't know what you be thinking. I be communicating. You don't hear what I'm saying. All you see is dollar signs. Money ain't in love, gave you too many signs. Now I don't want your hugs, keep them kissing faces.
Keep you by yourself to no love, now they're right by them laces.
Put your dress back on, change up your expectations. Look, listen to this song, do something you not used to. Understand something, shout the shit, I'm just saying.
I'm down for a second for you.
I'm sorry,
I don't love like I used to. I know you may not like what I'm saying, but it's true. Don't get it in your mind that I need you.
That's what I get for trying. Deceiving all your lies again. Don't know if you heard my heart or it's my pride again. Don't know how I got in this predicament. We were supposed to be just friends, but it up serious. But you start catching feelings, man, that shit contagious. Tell me how you gon' switch up on the greatest. Bitch, I said I was falling, should've told me you wouldn't catch me. Got me scrolling past all your pics, your fortunate nigga, you tripping. Now why you gon' do this shit? You know you vulnerable, all of your feelings, you don't really love that nigga. All it took was one mom and who I'm fucking and loving on now. Who I'm gonna get it good most, who have them screaming out my name, you know what it's about, you know you gon' miss it. All in the shower, pin you on the wall, put my dress when you feel it, you miss it. I know you gon' miss it. Yeah, kinda hard for me to breathe, feel like I'm dying. I try to give you all my love, that's what I get for trying. I fell for the deceit and all your lies again. Don't know if you heard my heart, it's my pride again. Should've stuck to the coke and my heart inside my pocket. Ran me up a check with a bitch who busy counting profits. To lose focus, I fell off trying to get back to my reality. Yes, that's what I get for trying. You got me thinking, really got me contemplating about shit that we did. Places we been, you fucked it all up, blow this shit in the wind. Got me smoking hella daily, I use a gas to meditate. Say it was just a mistake, you wish you could take it all back, but you can't. Should've thought about that shit before you made your move. It's too late to say sorry, I ain't got shit to lose. Give me the blues, I'm thumbing through hundreds, I'm flexing on you. I put that shit in the past, so anybody ask about it, I'm looking like who? I don't even know that bitch, all of my feelings, I fucked on a friend. Had the most even your secret came out, thought I ain't know but the street talking lies. Should've kept that shit solid with me, only see you as a hoe. Fuck your apology, ain't no more reasoning. I don't wanna hear that shit, fuck all that pee shit. Save all that for who you sleeping with. Hard cold, I'll freeze a bitch. Look in my eyes, you know that it's real. Like, why would I lie to you? Look in my eyes, you know it was real. I pushed my pride aside for you. Yeah, kinda hard for me to breathe, feel like I'm dying. I try to give you all my love, that's what I get for trying. I fell for the deceit and all your lies again. Don't know if you heard my heart, it's my pride again. Should've stuck to the coke, kept my heart inside my pocket. Ran me up a check with a bitch too busy counting profits to lose focus. I fell off trying to get back to my reality. Yes, that's what I get for trying.
Yeah. You already know what's happening. Take over Tuesday. Blue certified. Thank you.
All she wanna do is ride. She wanna ride with the KOK nigga. Wanna ride with the knockout girl.
Hey pretty girl, won't you come and kick it with me? Know you hesitating cause the mother nigga silly. What's a girl supposed to do in your position? Nothing worth catching, are you tired of this fishing? Baby, I know what you out here looking for. But we ain't nothing but some young kids, baby, I know that you ain't fucking with them lames. You need someone to change the game. And now I got you all in the crib, sipping wine with the kid. Nothing crazy, baby, this how I live. You ain't tryna fall for the kid, but you know what it is. Got you thinking about the loving I give. I know you ain't trippin' off me, nah. You ain't one of them girls that need niggas in your ear to know that you got it. But baby, you ain't gotta act so damn cool all the time, yeah. Girl, I see you got your way, but I got mine, so that's okay. I'ma touch you like you never been touched. Then what you gon' do? Baby, you gon' have to take it cool off. Yeah, baby, you gon' have to take it cool off. Oh girl, you gon' have to take it cool off. Yeah, baby, you gon' have to take it cool off. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love what you rockin', how you rock it. If my hand went down your body, would you stop it? If I hit it, would you tell all of your girlfriends? Cause then I bet they all would try to be my girlfriend. I be that nigga, break a bitch down. Treat a lady to a dinner, then I dick down. Got me shining, you can tell I'm talking shit now. Fucking with a couple bitches, how I get down, down. Girl, tell me lies. If you wanna kick it many times, I'ma let you run your pimp game, baby girl. But once I'm in it, watch how shit change, baby girl. Ain't no way you holding back from all that tapping. I'ma hit you from the back and make you shout out like I'm rapping. Once I get you out them clothes, it ain't no telling what can happen. I'ma ride up on your waist and stir that boat like I'm the captain, yeah. Girl, I see you got your way, but I got mine, so that's okay. I'ma touch you like you never been touched. Then what you gon' do? Baby, you gon' have to take it cool off. Yeah, baby, you gon' have to take it cool off. Oh, girl, you gon' have to take it cool off. Yeah, baby, you gon' have to take it cool off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go radio. Y'all already know how we do. We didn't have it, all around. Back in. Get down. Yeah.
No. Is there right?
I've been waiting
Okay, okay.
I know you waiting, no, so patient, think I'm faking, no, you think I'm flaking out. Now that I don't mean to stall, and I mean to call. Didn't mean to put you on pause, I had to get to you. Off in traffic, no, you on it, you can have it, no. Draw, stress fitted, I'm like, damn it, bet when I show up, I'ma lift it up. Kiss you from your feet up, turn the heat up, I'ma lift you, put you on the dresser. Give you what you feed, nothing lesser. Love her, so I finesse her. Patient suppression. I don't like to feel like dying neither. You gon' make me put these Gucci back on, cause there been times when I've been waiting at home. That stand alone, so I can imagine your frustration strong. And I'm not tripping if you put it on. Take it back off and let's get it on. With a little bit of slow jam, I know this your jam. Keep calm cause the song finna be the bomb. Like for me to undress it slow while I kiss you low. Sucking on your toes, working my way up to your roll. Gripping your hip, you let go. Sipping you as your body flow. Sign as wine, ergo I'ma take you down, I'll probably show. Even though it's not your B-day, it's your D-day in the day. You already know, in the way you move across the flow, that just turn me on even more. Exchanging body kisses, fulfilling all your fantasies and wishes. So I can understand your impatience, so Lord listen. Relaxing, I relieve your tension. When I get home, you have my undivided attention. Gotten your body in the submission, putting my key in your ignition. No more intermission, I got your petition. Which is why I finished this composition. You talking but in the angular position.
How was y'all week?
Oh, yeah, busy.
You know, another week.
Yes, sir, but shit, it's Tuesday. Tuesday like a Friday for me.
Yep, definitely. Bro, I started your song yesterday with the, Slug, my bad. I think I started the show yesterday with your pull-up song. Where, do you have that on Spotify?
Yeah, it's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. Just went live on Apple Music actually last night. I was waiting for them to process it, but it's been on Spotify for the last 2-3 weeks.
Oh, nice. See, when y'all are uploading
it, I go get that.
So I'm gonna interview y'all a little bit real quick because I have a lot of artists and I don't upload the music. So when y'all are downloading or when y'all are uploading your music, what is there like a specific platform that would help the artist like upload it at one when you're uploading it, right? It will distribute it out to multiple locations. Is there like any advice or any input you can give the artist where they call they can upload their music? Because a lot of these artists don't even know how to submit their songs in MP3 format.
Yeah, well, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but they have like a couple little platforms. You know, you got TuneCore, you got DistroKid. What's another one? They got United Masters. You know, different couple of places you can go to and upload the music. And when you upload it for your release date, you know, it sends your music out to everywhere. You know what I'm saying? The little title, you know.
You basically a global artist right from your bedroom. You feel me? Depending on, you know what I mean, how you promote your promotion. But shit, you could basically say you're a national artist, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me. But you could say you're a national artist because, like, shit, if one person listens to my music in Germany, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Back in the days, you know, when we didn't have these type of platforms and this type of reach, you know, what was the chances of an underground artist like or unsigned artist really getting heard in other countries? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course. And, you know, it's crazy because, you know, like you're saying, international, we're touching international. You know what I mean? Like, we have listeners in Sweden and Spain. And I'm like, damn, where are y'all coming from? Like, it's all about networking, promoting, you know, like, sharing. And it's like, you never know who is tuned in. Because I was looking at the demographics, and I'm like, I don't even know one person in this country. But that don't mean they're not listening. You know?
Exactly.
And it's crazy. It's because every week we're getting more and more Nigerian, African artists, Jamaican artists.
Man.
I literally just got off messaging an artist from Africa.
And to be honest, a lot of places like, you know, like I say, Nigeria, some parts of Africa and other countries, like, they catching up. I ain't going to even say they catching up. They caught up because, you know what I'm saying, the music everywhere is starting to, like, you know, sometimes you'll hear some music, even if you don't understand, like, the language, the beat, how the rhythm of it is, like, you feel me? Everybody catching up. Everybody seeming like, you know, to really, like, be in a bag right now. So I like that.
Yeah, definitely. And that'd be dope to kind of, like, you know, collab with an artist over there that's kind of, you know, doing her thing. That way you guys can, you can come over there and they can come over here type of thing. Yeah, it's all about international too. And don't be scared to collab with people that don't have the same sound as you too, because you never know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how, like,
And
that's how we were kind of saying too about last night is, like, just because we saying hell no doesn't mean, you know what I mean, they're not rocking with that shit over in a different country, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, how I look at it is, even if, like, if it's certain shit that I don't like, I feel like it's an audience for everybody. It could be one person that like it, you know what I'm saying, and a million other people don't. It's still one person that like it, so somebody might pick up on something that I don't like. But, But you still got to look at it as a set, like, it's a sound. You feel me? Somebody going to fuck with it. That's how I look at it. Like, even if I say hell no, because there's plenty of songs that's on the radio that I personally wouldn't like, but I know that it's going to do what it do. You know what I mean? This artist, the impact, you know, it's good music, but I just don't rock with it. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you can still appreciate a good artist, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, everybody has a different taste for music. Everybody does, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I don't like Taylor Swift, and I swear them Taylor Swift got hella fans, you know? I'm like, they're going to catch me rocking her music.
I'm out there.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? But, yeah, if you guys want to call in at any time, phone lines are open, 563 303-999-3727. Press the 1 in queue. Press the 1 on your dial pad. The lady will say you are now in queue. If you are tuning in right now, do us a favor. Go to your social media. Share that number. Tell them to call in. It's all about sharing. Spread the love. Spread the love. If y'all want to request a song, show love, spit a hot 16, promote your brand, or whatever it is, just talk shit, you know, or whatever. Give some advice or whatever it is. Press the 1 on your keypad. I am Miss Queen T. We got Lee Vans with Slug of Dawn, Takeover Tuesdays. We got some guests coming in the building a little bit later. So we got some people that want to come live with us, bro?
I don't know. We got a couple people out there. Let's see who out there. Let's see what we got out there.
My name is Mike Ellison from Columbus, Ohio.
What's good, Columbus, Ohio?
How you feeling? How you feeling? Peace and blessings. I was tuning into the show. It was dope. I wanted to come on and represent my city, Columbus. Also, I got a piece for y'all I'm going
to
put on the show. Yeah, like, you feel me? It's that Columbus sound, so I'm going to break it down for y'all. Y'all ready? Columbus sound. Columbus sound. This is that Columbus sound. Columbus sound. Machine gun 100 rounds. Mask on. This is that Columbus sound. War with a machine. This is that Columbus sound. This is that Columbus sound. War and sanitation. Light rain condensation. Cops killing kids. So devastating. An undertaker that mankind is facing. Many faces. Many races. Ratios on see the duration. Words need abbreviation. Can't breathe. Can't move. Need ventilation. Police chases, blacks pushing daisies. It's a hard knock life, stuff is crazy. Now we bumping Brenda Baby, all cause we ain't seen Keisha. She was seen in a gray Mercedes. Have parents out there seen her kids lately? Have parents out there seen her kids lately? This that Dave Chappelle show, Wayne Brady. Got that white in the bag, the M show. Slim Shady, this EP, Diamond selling crazy. Pop movie, Juice maybe. I'm so 1989. Bruce Lee, Ha Chi, every line. Using my noodle to Ramadan. Y'all know Farrakhan, we fair to con. Human beings behind bars, bell bonds, stock market, stocks and bonds, refugees, short prize, cipher round the entourage, Megatron, break it down, Gundam style, dance around, leader by the Transformers, Optimus Prime, COVID-19, Corona and Lyme, spit in the face of a kid at the church, Columbine, ish get sticky, legs get spreaded like Columbine. This is for the hardworking women, this here for the hard times, got the Michelle Obamas around to keep the presidents fine. I'm troublesome, because the pen is the dentist, the menace kind, I settle this disclosure. Con. Hebrews, Anunnaki tribe, Cherokee, Indian tribe, coming from a village where the spirit of Pocahontas was once alive. They said, what? Columbus sound, machine gun, 100 rounds, mask on, this is that Columbus sound, war with a machine, this is that Columbus sound. Oh, you didn't know about that Columbus sound? Well, now you know now. Bye. This is that
Columbus sound.
You know
what
I mean?
Oh, that's
right.
No.
I'll tell you one thing, that's true shit. I ain't hear no lies.
Mm. Feel me?
Right.
I'm trying to come with it. Y'all got the show. You feel me? Next to blow. What it sound like? What Columbus sound like on that radio station? What it sound like?
Yeah.
Well,
you know
I used to live
Columbus
out
Columbus
there, so
thing.
I fuck with Columbus.
Columbus
I fuck
sound.
With Columbus.
Yeah.
I used to live out there, so.
And giving game also giving game to other artists, to the artists that don't have any money for studios, right? And you got the heart, which is to see it through, and the patience and the knowledge, which is to go back in the crates and learn from the greats. You can other
mm-hmm.
avenues like Audio Mac, check out Bandcamp, check out Reverb Nation, check out SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to promote yourself, you want to be on TikTok, you want to be on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Also, you want to reach out to the OGs that got game. Do not approach the OGs like you know everything, but approach the OGs as a student, because there's a lot
mm-hmm.
of teachers out here. And us as the OGs, we got to reach out to the youngins. So I try to teach people. I try to give them vocal coach lessons. I try to teach them how to rock. I try to tell them about BMI, ASCAP, and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
A sound exchange, a sound scan, a song trust, I try to tell them about the MLC. I try to tell them about everything. So, you know what I mean? This is dope thing that you guys are doing for this platform. I try to tell people to get all the knowledge. Use the reels. Make videos. Definitely don't try too much on image as far as in present yourself how you want to present yourself. And not just the image as far as in the physical, but what about your brand, your catalog? You know what I mean? I stay true to myself. And that's what made me write Columbus Sound, because I was a native. I'm a born native. I was born in St. Anne's Hospital. So in that form, it just like I had to close my eyes. And when I opened my eyes, the words came to me. You know what I mean?
What's up? Hey, tell the people where they can find you at. You know what I'm saying? Put your,
oh, yeah, you can find me
promote,
at Mike Ellison at Facebook. You can also find me Columbus89 Sound on IG. I'm also on YouTube, Mike Ellison. Okay, and I'm working on my Spotify because I'm working on something big. I'm working on Great Depression Era EP, which is a double EP. Also, a Great Reset EP. Also, Pink Whitney EP. It's going to be like a Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, so it's going to be dope. And then I got the Sweet Mahogany. It's going to be like a Miseducation. I found a Lauryn Hill for y'all, you know what I'm saying? So we working hard, man. I do the poetry. Also, I produce as well, like, you know what I mean? So I try to help the artists, any artist that need help or need some game or anything. You know, I'm also an advocate of my song. The game is to be sold, not to be told. It's going to sound like the Fugees. So I'm working on it. I'm working hard to try to give y'all good music. Mm-hmm. Even got a song called I Broke My Own Heart. You know what I mean? It's different. It's different.
Already.
Definitely. Salute to you for coming through. That was dope.
Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all. Next to Blow Radio. Look, call him up. Call him up and come with the bars and present yourself. Also, man, pay homage to the host, man. You know what I mean? It's a dope show. Thank you for the experience, man. Peace and blessing to y'all. And I wish y'all nothing but success and prosperity. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Y'all already know, man. Salute to the homie. Columbus Sound. Out there representing, man. Like you said, make sure y'all tapping in, you know, getting on all the platforms that you possibly can, know, because it doesn't
hurt. Basically what he was saying, like, what we bands create, you know what I'm saying, get on all the platforms you can. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, Revo Nation was big. I love Revo Nation, man. You know what I'm saying? Revo Nation did a lot for me, so. Revo Nation is a big one. I fuck with them. Them platforms could do some shit for you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you fuck with them the right way, you know what I mean? Get yourself the most exposure you can, you know what I'm saying?
And a lot of times, look, back in the day when I was doing promoting shows and stuff from Minneapolis to Columbus, I was looking at Reverb Nation as far as stats and songs. That's how I was booking a lot of artists back in the day. And I know a lot of other promoters were doing the same thing, looking at platforms like that, SoundCloud, you know, all that good stuff. So it's all about, people ain't always just looking up on Facebook for talent. People ain't always just on Instagram.
Yeah.
People ain't just on Twitter. You got to kind of have a platform everywhere. So put your music out everywhere because you never know where people are looking for talent, scouting talent, or just plain supporting independent artists. So it's all about, you know, spreading your wings and putting yourself out there and getting the team to help you put it out there if you don't know how to do it.
Spread your wings and fly.
Let's get into some more callers, man. He set the bar. Let's see if we got any more people that want to play some Hot 16.
Let's see
what we do. 563-999-3727. What's good?
You in the building.
What's the area code, bro?
586-280.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's poppin'?
Who is this and where you coming from?
My name is Hezo Tezo. I'm a rapper from Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus
Ohio in the building.
You
know what I'm saying? I just sent the song in to y'all. I wasn't sure how that process went. I was wondering if y'all could play that for me.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I will, well, in the meantime, I'll get that uploaded for you. But do you have a Hot 16 you want to do, or?
Mostly, I got you. I got you. Let me put the beat on real quick.
Okay.
And Columbus coming through with the doors tonight.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to represent my city for me, just like bro said.
Wait, do you know the dude that was just on the line?
I actually do not, but you're friends of my family.
I am?
Yeah, Shamika is actually my godmom.
Ah, Mika! I love Mika.
Matter of fact,
I love Mika.
Hold on, I'll let
That's
you talk to her.
That's my family right here. Yo, I'm gonna have to text her. I'm
going
to have to text her
and
let her know that
you're
calling in right
Columbus,
now.
Columbus, Ohio.
Well, y'all remember, I used to live out there.
I'm about
there,
to play this
so
beat
I
for you
radio.
Quick.
Yeah, I was trying to ask you that, sis. I remember you living out there at one time.
You know, I was going to
I was
show,
born in Elyria, but I pretty much grew up in Columbus and Detroit. And I'm just now branching off to Florida. I'm trying to make this music shit happen.
All right, let's get it. What you got for us?
All right, bet. Can you hear that?
Yep.
Yo, before you get to tweaking out, you better stop the thing first. Bitch, I'm on the island, body's dropping like it's rebirth. You try to run up on me, Glock can hit him, make him reverse. A rocket on my hip and Hulkamania is t-shirt. Like she merged depression in my head, man, I feel it getting worse. Devil steady trying to kill me, but I might get to it first. Let that boy try to play advocate and go see the hearse. If he reaching for these DVDs, I will leave him on the shirt. Listen, we the top of leave him leaking in his mama's sad. Try to come around with that toy, talk his goofy ass. And I'm fucking with his bitch because she running back. The bitch put my dick past her, thought I had to double back. Look, yeah, but that's some slight shit. Grim Reaper, huh? I'm popping out tonight. Bitch, the top got a knife with a stick. That's a scythe with this 40 on my hip. Hit his shit. It clear his sinus. Marvin Stone, 30 clip to his back. I did him bad. Brody asked him, how you feel about that? On Demon Time, Brody asked him, why you drill like that? Leaning off the lick, I think I threw it fifth right back. Man, I swear shawty get wet, but my diamonds is wetter. Gotta make it to the crib, so I'm gripping his stretcher. And my pocket's fat, they on nutty pressure. A nigga try to take it from me, sending shots at his letters. I mean, boy, you better stop to think first. Bitch, I'm on the island, body dropping like it's rebirth. You try to run up on me, go, I can hit him, make him reverse. A rocket on my hip, and Hulkamania, his t-shirt. Depression in my head, man, I feel it getting worse. That was steady trying to kill me, but I might get to it first. But that boy try to play advocate, he ain't gonna see the, if he reaching for these. Look, yo, you ain't sliding for your mans, but you sliding for that bitch. Niggas know about the game, we Gabby Douglas, them bricks, nigga. Pussy talking, I might hit him in his shit with his fear. When you leaving out the crib with a stick, nigga. Sad thing is, my only friends is heroes. I stack up all the rest, I go to Saxon, and then I spin those. Keep your head down, they greedy for them heroes. I call up Zaire, Jay, they pull up, chop off the window. Look, and for you niggas that don't hang with us, we don't post no pictures, but just know we keep them blamers packing. Since you brought your mans, have his man send his prayers. Call him lacking out the grave before he left, we lit his candle up. Look, yeah, what? Niggas know that I'm that fourth quarter pressure. That secret weapon, Thomas picking, I'm the time bomb blowing up any second. If a nigga loses cool in the Glock, yeah, leave him dead. Yeah, depression in my head, but I'm healing all the hurt. Niggas stab me in the back and have me live it off those perks. Put a gem on his head, no little Uzi Vert. And when I shoot in one hand, that little Uzi Vert, okay?
Okay.
Hey, I didn't even hear the beat, but you were still flowing, though.
Right. Wow.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Where can people find
you know
your
saying?
Music
this,
at?
This
what
actually my first year rapping.
Rural?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Well, keep going. I know there's so much opportunity out here. I hope you're listening in because people are spitting game. That's how we do on Next Level Radio. We try to give the opportunities for you artists to get your music heard. We get, you know, people coming in to, you know, spit the knowledge and, you know, all that good stuff. You know, people are letting you know where you can get music, different platforms and all that good stuff. So definitely keep grinding. Don't stop. Stay focused. Invest in yourself and, you know, all of that good stuff. Yeah. Where can people find music at in your social media?
I'm on Instagram. I just made a new Instagram account specifically for the music. It's Hezo No Tezo. That is HEZONOTEZ0. Once again, that's HEZO NOTEZZ0.
All right, I'm going to follow you.
If you go there, it has a link to my main page as well.
All right, I just hit the follow button.
Shout out to you. I appreciate you.
Oh, Columbus in the building tonight representing.
I know that. Oh,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Y'all stay tuned, man.
Don't go nowhere. Stay tuned in with us, okay? Appreciate you for dropping some bars for us right here on Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah.
No problem, no problem. Anytime.
Definitely go to y'all social media. Share that number. Share the number. We do have the interviews coming up shortly, so we can take a couple more calls if there is people in tune with us. Who else we got in there, bro?
Let's see, folks. 479-392, what's happening? What's happening?
Hey, what's up with y'all, bro?
What's going on, partner?
I'm calling out of Arkansas, man. Jay Bass, J Dot Bass on Facebook, man. I have been trying to send y'all my music, but I don't know how to upload. Like I say, man, addiction is a bad motherfucker, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not getting my life back on track, man, following the steps of Allah that he don't ordain for me, you feel me? But I just called in, man, to show y'all some love, bro. Y'all putting on for the indie artists because there really ain't no avenues down here. Out there, you know what I'm saying, nobody want to mess with indie artists. They think it's all BS or whatever. So, man, I just called in to salute y'all, bro, and spit a little something, man. I hear Ohio putting on, man, so I want to see if Arkansas can sit, because they set the bar kind of high, man. I want to see if I can give a little something to y'all, man. I'm going to keep listening
man,
to it, too. Y'all be
on
the trick.
Go on, get you some bars in, man. Go on, let it
Let's
rip.
Go.
Y'all really be having me tripping out. Hey, the other day, man, dude was on there, bro, the cat from New Orleans. He said, dude, the black and yellow, he said, dude was straight dumping.
Oh, he's talking about
cat.
The Wiz Khalifa cat.
Pittsburgh. But, yeah, bro, I'm just going to kick some for y'all, man. Like I say, man, like I've been clean, like, 5 months, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, I'm finna, this is my passion, man. That meth a bad motherfucker, man. But I'm straight now, 5 months clean, bro, and I'm gonna do my passion, man. And, I appreciate y'all for letting me come on here and do this shit, though. Real talk.
Yeah.
All right,
let's go.
Clouds hanging overhead, I can feel the storm coming. For all the evil I've been doing, all I know is to start running. Then I stop dead in my tracks. I ain't running for nothing. So if karma coming for me, then she better come busting. And that's what she did too. Came at me head on. Brought me another heartache. Been tough to keep my head strong. Got sent to prison 4 times. I faced some troubles dead on. But the pain get to me. I can feel it in my chest bone. And life continues to get hard as I'm slept on. Treated like a rodent. My whole world been getting stepped on. At times thought I lose my grip. But I still held on. Beat down and bruised up. But I still crept on. So guess it's true, what goes around comes around. And if you're the one who dish it out, then hold it down. Cause life's a bitch, she bring pain and foil. So better have an umbrella, cause when it rains, it pours. I've been played by me and trying to eat the scores. And lost the girl of my dream, cause I was sleeping with hoes. Back pimped against the wall, that got me seeking remorse. And cover from the storm, cause when it rains, it pours. I used to think that I was tough, made ready for wars. But all the hell that I've endured got me changing my course. Back and forth with my life like swinging doors. Feel like a brimstone shower, cause when it rains, it pours. I used to think I was the best. Couldn't settle for last. Flew so high in the cloud to the day that I crashed. Faced problems after problems. Still trying to get them fixed. In a fight for my life. Wanted to yell, I quit. But I couldn't, so I didn't. Still can't, so I ain't. Real soldier from the field. I'm like the round off the tank. Stand up like a man. You can take that to the bank. And never fold under pressure, because that ain't the way I think. But I done faced a lot of pressure. Many trials and tribulations. Took my losses like a G and became stronger with my patience. With the heart of a tiger, brain can teach a whole nation how to conquer all your problems. To do it all through meditation, that's right. My voice is mighty like a lion when it roars and goes further than a bird when it soars. I handle mine when trouble rushes and falls, but it get hard to maintain because when it rains, it pours. I've been played by many. I'm trying to even the score and lost the girl of my dreams because I was sleeping with hoes. Back pimped against the wall that got me seeking remorse and cover from the storm because when it rains, it pours. I used to think that I was tough, made ready for war, but all the hell that I've endured hood got me changing my course, back and forth with my life like swinging doors to like a brimstone shower. Because when it rains, it pours. That's just a little
something. When it rains, it pours. Do you got that song recorded?
No, man. No, like man, bro, like, I'm sitting here, like, right now listening to y'all writing and shit, bro. Like, I'm telling you, bro, like, when I was strung out, man, I didn't give a damn about rapping, bro. Like, and that's what I think my calling is to do, bro. Like, I'm talking about, like, I got notebooks full of shit, man, full of shit. Like, real-life problems, real-life situations, stories, like, but I just been bullshitting my life, bro. Real talk, man. Bullshit, and now I'm trying to get back, bro. Like, I wasted a lot of years, bro. Prison, drugs, you know what I'm saying? Gang banging, shit that don't even mean nothing now, fam. Don't even need nothing now. Probably could have been on MTV or something. You know what I'm saying? My cribs and shit, but I chose the other. Like, I picked the life I want to live, man. Now I'm paying a terrible price for it, but I'm trying to get back for it, fam. For real, bro.
Yeah, that's all you had, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, you got good, man. You got skills, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta get that shit recorded, man. Cause you know, it's some people that might need to hear that. You know what I'm saying? That might, you know what I'm saying? They need to hear that. It's a lot of people that might need that. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, bro. Sure, but I ain't gonna be greedy, man. Hold nobody. I know other people want to get on here, man, and spit. Bro, I just want to let y'all know, boy, y'all got number love in Arkansas for me, my nigga. Real talk, boy. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, and I'm tuning in y'all every night, partner. You can count on that.
Really?
For
sure.
Yep.
Yeah,
all right, boy.
Already. Artists, make sure y'all stay strapped in, man. Tap in with us. We got more shows coming. We got Wordsmith Wednesdays coming. We got Record Breaker Thursdays coming back up. We got Turnt Lit Fridays coming back. Y'all just stay tuned, man. It's the Blow Radio. You know what I'm saying? We here for y'all. It's what we do. About getting to a couple records. We'll be right back. There you go.
Yes.
Brian Greedy G, your man, gang.
Brian Greedy G, your man.
Applying that pressure all 2017 on these bitch-ass niggas, man.
Don't let you
keep your foot on these niggas' neck, man. Young Spaz, let's get this bitch popping.
Get this bitch popping, my nigga.
Hey.
Hey,
fuck what they say, bitch, I am the greatest. The man of my word, got promises to keep. And I promise my people that we was gon' make it. Give me a track and I bet that I play. Everything that I do, bitch, I make a statement. Nowadays, niggas will claim that they real. When the whole world know you a bitch and you fake it. I walk with the Lord, he protecting me daily. I come from a place where most niggas don't make it. My mama, she had me, my daddy, he loved me. Streets took me in, bitch, and look what they made me. Talk about me bad, but it really don't faze me. Chasing that bag, man, it's driving me crazy. Get money, niggas, they told me stay patient. But I greeted my nigga shit, fuck being lazy.
Press it, 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 press it applying that pressure.
That pressure.
Strap to the T with that milk.
That I'm good.
Bitch, I'm gonna.
Like the mess one shit, you know?
Rambo.
Let me talk to him.
Let's go.
I pulled up in this bitch lit.
Hey.
All the hoes fucking with me cause I'm lit.
Hey. Yeah.
Tonight I might just take the bitch. All the sauce on me, boy, I keep it lit. My nigga, you know I'm lit. I pulled up in this bitch lit.
Hey.
All the hoes fucking with me cause I'm lit.
Hey.
Tonight I might just take the bitch. All the sauce
Rambo.
On me, boy, I keep it lit.
Yeah.
My nigga, you
turn
know
up.
I'm lit.
I got some little niggas mad when I pull up. Money man, bitch, I brought the bag when I pull up. Hop out with the drip, excuse the swag when I pull up. Bitches fucking nothing, I'm the man when I pull up. NASCAR dreams, bitch, I'm swerving in the IC. 30 on me, nigga, boy, don't make you need a IC. Hot now, I'm hot now. When I came in, stepped up in the building, everybody brought some bands in. Yeah, I've been a nigga for a minute. I got the bad bitches coming, yeah, they with it.
Let's go.
I got the bottles at the table, we gon' get it. Yeah,
hey, rap fame, been in there and get with it.
Turn up,
hey. Pulled up in this bitch lit.
Hey, hey,
all the hoes fucking with me cause I'm lit.
Hey, yeah.
Tonight I might just take the bitch.
Hey,
all the sauce on me, boy, I keep it lit. My nigga, you know I'm lit. Pulled up in this bitch lit.
Hey,
all the hoes fucking with me cause I'm lit. Tonight I might just take the bitch.
Shout out
all
these little niggas, hold
up.
Let me cut on one.
You wonder why they call me the Lyric King.
We'll pick it, that shit go hard.
You was mine, and I would've blocked, bitch, no, you. Really, really, but not in no box, and I keep on
hitting the channel. This is no radio.
In that with a Glock, flashing on you now. Felt like rock, but not in no box. And I keep no hitters at the spot. Counting up a lot, but I need it quicker. Trust no ops, and I trust no thoughts. All I want is bigger, we can box. Or you can't get shit, ain't sparing on you. Smoke a lot, but don't boast a lot. Still rare, no, you f***er, I can't stop. Know that I'm a pop, don't care about what the issue. To the top, time to take on watch. It's time to get rich, time to get rich.
I done came up and I'm trying to get rich. Y'all niggas, f*** out the pen. Who am I back? When it's slipping, remember them day. I don't know me, I got my s*** right, yeah. Holding my Glock tight, yeah. F*** my bitch right, yeah. Fixing my old life, yeah. Sipping that muddy Sprite, yeah. Everything gon' be alright, yeah. We get the money, little bitch, and we mobbin'. If I go broke, guess we'll be robbin'. I move the silent, blow out the chopper. Run by the cat, pop it. Pull up in Maja, you cannot stop it. Getting their profit, like a little dentist. See, I be flossing, hang with them bosses. Killin' be gossip,
yeah. And we never fuckin' with no net. Hit her once, then I took off like a scat pack.
But not in that with a Glock, flashing on you now. Spread like rock, but not in no box. And I keep no hitters at the spot. Counting up a lot, but I need it quicker. Trust no op, and I trust no thought. All I want is bigger, we can box. Or you can't get shit, ain't sparing on you. Smoke a lot, but don't boast a lot. Still rare, no, you f***er, I can't stop. Know that I'm a pop, don't care about what the issue. To the top, time to take, don't watch. It's time to get rich, I'm that.
Woo! Yeah! What up a chicken and bought me a lamb?
Whoa, no, no! Whip it!
Running the money as fast as I can.
Yeah. I'm running.
Pour up a puff and I roll a few grams.
Yeah, so I can, yeah.
Fuck what you talking about, hell is you saying?
Whoa, yo, yo!
Fuck what you talking about, hell is you saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really insane, but none you saying? No. Pour up a puff and I roll a few grams.
Roll it up, nigga.
Yeah. Fuck what you talking about, hell is you saying?
What the hell are you saying? Look at my pants, they full of them bands. I'm full of that molly, I'm out of my mind. I've been popping them bands, I'm finna roll aloud. I might jump up in the crowd. Snuck in with the 40, you niggas don't know me. Don't talk in my ear, cause I'm fatty, you know it. I hop in my coupe, I Dino the roof. Get back before I shoot. Like DC, I'm fly, what the fuck you mean, nigga? Rock for the truth. These niggas be faking and flexing and flogging, and I fuck with you.
I don't fuck with you, nigga.
And running behind these little bitches, that's something I just cannot do. I'm running straight to the money.
Straight to the money.
I'm gunning for any nigga try to take it from me. Bustin' down the bag, rolling up a slag, 324, back to bag. Got it out the hood, straight up out the trap. Wish a nigga would straight like that.
Yeah.
What up a chicken and bummy me a lamb?
Whoa, no, no, whip it.
Running the money as fast as I can.
I'm running, I'm running.
Pour up a puff and I roll a few grams.
Yeah, boy, again, yeah.
Fuck what you talking about, hell is you saying?
Room on this track, bitch.
Hey, yo, Pluto, you going brazy?
It's Rome.
Man, you can have that fucking mic back, cause I just want my fucking life back. I know I started on the right track, I was taught to fight back. Any nigga, they not like that. I'm from the gritty in them dirt track with niggas taking dirt naps. Any bitches setting thirst traps, they tried to tell me that the earth flat. My common sense ain't worth that. They tried to call and then we skirt back. Everybody in the merch shot, you feel it, we gon' hurt that. I just want someone to really love me. And I grew up with no daddy when I was just a youngin'. I was taught you gotta hustle, keep that money coming. And if you get a fucking chopper, better put the drum in. And it's a brand new set of feeling cause of elevation. Last year I was in an iffy situation. Thought it was true love, so a nigga waited patient. Then that bitch, I hit the switch like when you change the fragrance. This is me letting it go, don't ever think I'm sprung. I just inhale the weed and let it fill my lungs. They say life and death is in the power of the tongue. But I got niggas lost their life from bullets in a gun. And they didn't know that God would take their life away. But when you living by the sword, then that's the price you pay. I'm just thankful that I'm waking up to see the day. Talk to God for a minute. Man, you can have this fucking mic back, cause I just want my fucking life back. I know I started on the right track, I was taught to fight back. Any nigga, they not like that. I'm from the gritty in them dirt track with niggas taking dirt naps. Any bitches setting thirst traps, they tried to tell me that the earth flat. My common sense ain't worth that. They shot the car and then we skirt back. Everybody in the merch shot, your family, we gon' hurt that. I was going through some real depression. A lot of motherfucking contemplating, second guessing. Boy, my heart was really torn up in a lot of sections. I put my faith up in the Jesus piece, the holy necklace. Reckless is how my niggas get when we in action. Bloody Mary on your block, my niggas get it bracking. And you'll never catch a nigga from my hood lacking. Cause automatics and them pistols worth my homies packing. Writing poems over beats, called me Langston Hughes. As a youngin', I was fighting, had to stick and move. A lot of bitches in my face, I can pick and choose. And I'ma still keep going, nigga, if I win or lose. Different crews on the block trying to take it over. I was a witness to a fiend buying bacon soda. Grandma's gone, I'm just praying that she made it over. They let the door about the case. Man, you can have this fucking mic back, cause I just want my fucking life back. I know I started on the right track, I was taught to fight back. Any nigga, they not like that. I'm from the gritty in them dirt track with niggas taking dirt naps. Any bitches setting thirst traps, they tried to tell me that the earth flat. My common sense ain't worth that. They shot the car and then we skirt back. Everybody in the merch shot, your family, we gon' hurt that. In this room on this track, bitch. Bitches room on this track, bitch. But we clap shit. Little mafia, we crash whips. In this room on this track, bitch.
Hey, hey, that shit was tight. What the, who that is right there?
That was Rome with Life Back.
Rome?
That was the homie Rome. Yeah, had a little throwback in there.
Send me information if you can. Oh, okay, yeah, Sean the Rambo fan, too, had that classic.
A little throwback in there.
Man, that lit song, shout out to Rambo Fame too. That shit used to have me so turned back in the day.
That's a classic right there.
Pull up in that bitch lit. Shout out to Rambo Fame. I believe he's from Dayton, Ohio. I can't remember. I know I used to fuck with him when I used to. I used to do a lot of my shows and stuff back when I lived in Ohio. So that was one of the dope ass tracks that. Probably a straight fire. Make sure y'all send them music MP3 format nexttobloradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's good quality because y'all hear this shit. This shit is phenomenal quality.
Please. At this point in time, especially if you're taking it serious, I can't even sometimes it's like you can't even appreciate a good song of the quality. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, damn, you know what I mean? You're wasting your time. If you believe and you know you got that shit, man, you know what I'm saying? The least you can do is invest and some, you know, studio time, you know what I'm saying, or some, get you some equipment or get somewhere, get somebody that can mix and master or whatnot, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, please.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's just one song, I know it takes a lot of you know, money to invest in yourself, but at least if you can do it at least by one song, get everything situated for that one song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And stack your money up again. People don't even need to know that you're stacking your money up for the next track, but at least invest in that one track. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's all about.
Just like any other business. It's just like a burger joint. And you got a new burger coming out. Hey, man, you put all you can into that new burger. Yeah, hey, let's get the promo rolling out and everything going for this boy. Hey, everything right. Got to stop for this right here.
Yeah, you know, and generally, I'm speaking because, you know, sometimes I speak in the sense of because where I'm at in the game, because in my sense, you know, it'll be no point for me to even be doing it, you know what I'm saying, if I couldn't, like, at least bring, you know, some type of quality. But, again, it is, like, a lot of beginning stages, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it is a lot of, like, you know, young artists, and we're going to go through that because I went through that, you know what I'm saying? It was a time when I was young, you know what I'm saying, when I was, you know, not really caring too much and just wanted to rap, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's phases, you know what I'm saying? As you go along the journey, you're going to figure out if you really want to do it, and you will take it serious, and you'll start making those adjustments. So let me not, like, you know, just shit on it, but, you know, that journey, it's fun, you know what I'm saying? Because you get to the point when you first go to a studio. I mean, when I first went to the studio, you know what I'm saying, I was like, oh, that's it, you feel me? That's how mm-hmm. I want to sound, like, you feel me? This is what I want to hear.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So what point you was like, go ahead, bro, my bad.
Oh, well, we got our first guest in. They on with us. You know what I'm saying? Mo Caro, what's happening?
What's up, brother?
Yo,
what's happening?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Mo Caro, you ain't no stranger. You know, we got Miss Queen T and Slug the Dawn.
Oh, my
goodness, yes.
It's nice to meet everybody.
Taking over the airwaves. How
are
you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I'm trying to wake up. I was sleeping.
Not that old.
I'm like, let me get these out. No, I'm just playing. No, but I'm all right, man. I just been trying to, you know, build my squad, basically, one by one, because, you know, I ran into a lot of people that say they want to do this, but then just like I was listening to you guys talk about, you know, the quality of your music and making sure, you know, you get somebody to mix and master and stuff like that. So it is stages to it. It is a lot that goes with it, and I didn't went through a bunch of those stages, so I totally understand what you guys are talking about. And trying to bring these new artists up is, well, it's difficult. They don't want to listen, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that shit is. I know what you're talking about. Trust me. They don't understand, like, you know, especially, you know, back in the day, going to the studio was hard. Like, it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So they got it so, like, easy right now, like, a little
right.
bit. That's why I'd be like, damn, you don't want to just go to the studio?
No, a lot of them want to record it on their phone. And, you know, that's, you know, on BandLab and all of that other stuff, which is fine, but after a while, you know, you're going to start, if you having somebody that's really listening to that music and the quality of it, it's not going to sound too good. But you can't tell everybody that, you know?
Well, that's why it's important to have, like, you know, good people in your circle that can tell you, like, okay, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to just have a bunch of yes men, too, because sometimes, you know, some people, like you said, they record on their phone, they might not be, like, into it. But once you start taking it serious, like, if you got somebody
yeah,
that's
exactly.
going to say, okay, man, if you're trying to compete, then we're going to have to, you know what I mean, step it up.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah, so let everybody know, you know, like, you know, how long you've been doing music and, you know, what type of flavor that you bring to the game.
I'm not your typical R&B singer, but I mean, when you look at me, but you know, when I open my mouth, it's a totally different story. I don't have a genre that I put myself into, but that's what naturally comes to me. That's what I do. But I rap, I sing, I engineer, I play drums, I produce. I got my own label started up. Right now I got 3 artists, 1 that's in Michigan, 2 in Houston. I've been busy trying to get it together because I feel like at this stage where I'm at, like, nobody wanted to open that door for me, so I'm going to bust that bitch down myself. So that's kind of where I'm at, just adding different flavors to what I already have going on to make it grow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you say you've been doing it for a long time, so I'm interested to know, like, who are some of your inspirations? Like, what did you grow up listening to, like, you know?
We talking about NDIRE, Jill Scott, Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, like that's who I, Queen Latifah, that's who I listen to. So
okay.
Yeah, I got a different love for music. Like it's not just like I grew up in the church, like listening to music every day, different ways to melodies and things. Like you didn't know that as you were actually sitting there doing it, but as I got older, I was like, oh, kind of clicked, you know. I don't know. I love music. So to hear some of this shit that be out, and I'll be like, ooh, Lord, why are they playing this mess? Because to me, it's kind of like you celebrating it with them, but you kind of got to change with the times too. So I get it, but it's just like, it's most of it be garbage, man.
Yes, yeah. And it's okay.
Like,
you know
I
what
won't
saying?
Work with nobody that I don't believe in. Like, if I don't, like, I like to tell a message. I don't care if we talking, you know, noise on the track or whatever it is, but it still got to tell a story. It's a build-up to whatever, you know, song or music, whatever it is that you're doing. And it's just like, I don't know if you just put stuff out there.
With no meaning.
No meaning. And if you don't feel it, then who? If you don't feel your music, who else going to feel it?
Yeah.
Right.
My heart.
So my question is for you. So I know you said you're working with artists in, you know, Michigan and in Houston. How is the difference between the sounds of them, one being in the Midwest and, you know, from the Southern era? And like, how do you,
how was it
you know,
because
those are different markets too. They're different markets.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody.
Okay.
So how do you play that role?
When I come up on people, it's more or less of the vibe and their spirit. Like, I can teach you how to do certain things. But if you already have that drive and just that love for music, it's not about, like, the gimmick and you just trying to get on and make some money. And do. If you really have that love for music, I'll work with you, like. Because it's a different push, it's a different passion, it's a different way we're going to be able to attack the music because the love that you have for it, if it's just something that you're trying to do to get rich, then I don't want to deal with you.
I can attest to that. funny thing about this is I met Mo off of here, off of Next to Blow.
Cool.
You know, and we've been rocking ever since. So we both have a different respect and love for music. So I can attest to what she's saying.
I get that because I get that how she was talking about having, you know, different hats and doing different things. Because, bro, we have that conversation years ago. Do the DJ, the graphics, the cooking, the bartending.
That's up. That's jack of all trades right there. That's big bands right there. That's my man right there, man. That man got everything
like
you need,
he,
boy. You need some.
If he don't have it, he
knows
somebody that do.
What?
Wait, what?
That's just straight up. That man knows.
3 bands, man.
He stay connected, man. Like for real. That's if you wanna, you know. Follow somebody and you know, really get a feel of things, that's somebody that you talk to. Only because I've seen this man work from building nothing from zero to something.
I told him this the other day, bro. I told him.
So,
I told him.
Say,
I had to give him his flowers.
Period. And he already knows. Like, I'm super proud of my guy. Regardless, I know we spoke, but, like, Bands is that guy. Like, I don't give a shit what nobody say. Like, he gonna do what he do, like, and he not gonna let nobody stop him. So that's, it kind of drives me in the same way, because I've got so many no's, but all I need is one yes. So I don't be tripping.
Mm-hmm. The same way. I don't go. Shit, all right, fuck that shit. Hey, fuck it. I do it my damn self. Fuck it.
I mean, that's how I learned how to do a lot of. That's how I learned how to do a lot of the things that I do now, because it was so many people that, oh, I got you, I'm going to do this. Even when you're putting your bread up, people still want to play with you. Like, I don't be having time for that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just
yeah,
like,
that's the play right there. When you put,
yeah,
that's me, boy. When I put that bread up, boy, when I pay for a service, I want that service.
Yeah.
And I think, because
I ain't
going
to play when it's time to pay. I'm going to pay that bread. I'm going to drop it. You feel me? I'm good with the business. When it comes time to pay, I'm going to pay. But make sure you buy what you say. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I believe that's what stalls artists too when they run into issues like that. You know, when you making music and you putting your all into it and people stalling you, putting you off, and you're like, man, I done paid my bread. And I'm like, bro, you told me this 2 weeks ago. I'm still waiting. Like, it puts you in a whole nother time frame. Like, you got to step outside the box
like
and be more than just an artist.
You have to. That's the only way you're going to be able to drive yourself at this point. I mean, because ain't nobody going to give you shit. So
right.
You got to go
take
it.
It's great to have, you know, them backups or whatever. I mean, but still learning everything on your own as well so you can get shit done when you want it done.
This is true.
There's so much technology out there where you can record your own shit. Like, even videos. I see a lot of people recording their own videos. Got all the equipment, set it up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
These phones are $1,500, $1,600 phones, so, I mean, they got cameras in the back.
Right.
For real.
I mean,
I got a 12-year-old son with
cameras in them.
I got a 12-year-old phone with a son with a $900 phone right now.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. My phone used to be $50, okay?
Right.
long as he can get the job done.
We had them little ugly ass flip phones.
Right. So, Mo,
time
you know
is
saying,
man.
Let's get on to the independent part. You know what you got going on. Let everybody know what you got going on, and you know with your artist, your situation with your artists and stuff like that.
Okay. So right now, one of my artists is in Michigan. He's trying to, you know, it's with me, it's artist development first. Like, I cannot deal with the,
definitely.
I don't know, all the extra stuff. Like, when we get on stage, it's a certain way. I just, you have to, like, all that, holding your mic all upside down and your pants all up under your butt. No, we not doing none of that. Pull your clothes up, speak correctly. You can do all that ghetto shit when you ain't on this mic. Other than that, I'm just, like, I make them practice. Like, we are, because two of the artists, they're really young, so I'm literally developing them from nothing to this is what it is, you know. So I met one of them at a show, his very first show. Baby didn't know his words. He didn't know, like, he was so nervous, but I could see the potential in him. And I heard the music. So once I got a hold to it, it was over. Like, we redid the beat, we re-recorded it, and, man, it's a hit. It's going to be dropping soon. My other artist, Novocaine, she is moving crazy in Houston right now. She just got accepted onto a reality show called Pooh's Baddies. she been moving all over the city, just, you know, different parties and stuff like that, as we develop her to get ready to actually perform. But until then, she's, like, been dancing. So she's naturally a dancer. Like, that's just what comes. Like, as soon as the music starts, she going to go. But even Bond, the same way, because they're both from up north. So it's just the vibe that they had together. I want to roll them out together because they play off of each other. And, like, don't care where we're at, how it's going, those two together going to turn the whole room up. It could be five people in there, and they going to change the energy in that sucker. So that's why I work with them. I see the potential of them. I know what's possible and what we could do. My other artist, UT Quan, you know, he one of the older ones. This nigga here gets on my nerves, but I love him to death. But, you know, he just my laid-back, you know, gangster that wanna, he just, but he's good at what he does. So that's just pretty much what I got going on with them. We about to drop everything this year. So y'all be prepared. I'm just getting them ready, man. I'm excited because I know what's about to happen. I know what I'm sitting on. I know.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. So, I got a couple tracks over here loaded up on you. You want to get into one of them? Go ahead and introduce either one of them. I got you.
Let's do the oldest one first. So if I can just get a feel about who I really am. So this first track we're going to play is called All Night. It's anytime I go anywhere, I have to perform it because it's my hit to me, because it's like everybody want to hear it. So let's go, brother.
Let's go.
Yeah,
believe me when I say
Where can people find that track at if they want to go back and listen to it?
Oh, it's on all listening platforms, Spotify, YouTube. It's everywhere.
Okay.
And what's the name of the track again?
All Night.
All Night? All right.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Pick that up.
Yeah, yeah. So I know you... I know you probably touched a little bit basis on it, but it's so common that we hear, like, how hard it is, like, where we from. You know, us as artists, where we from. We hear so many stories about it, but I want you to elaborate a little bit more on it because you've been around me and you've seen how it is to, like, actually... like put some shit together and see how hard it is to deal with so many different people and egos.
So what are you asking me? Just
like how, you know, because, you know, we hear the story, so you know, about like how hard it is moving in your city with dealing with so many other people.
Man,
like,
say
it's just so crazy that.
It's like I've been doing this for almost 10 years now, and I feel like actually now people are starting to pay attention and recognize what I've been doing for a minute. So it's like y'all want me to continue to come to these shows, respect you as the person that you are, but you don't want to respect me as the artist that I am. So I've put in all these hours, all this work, just like when you go to work and clock in and you expect to be paid for your job, I expect to be compensated for what I'm doing. Like, it's not me being arrogant. It's just I know my worth. I'm not going to continue to hype. Like, okay, so prime example, we've worked with certain promoters, and what they do is they'll continue to put you on these shows, build up their name, like they shows be like crazy, but understand that it's the artists that have helped establish this venue that you got going. So you don't want to, you know, compensate these people as far as like, okay, well, or even just give them a piece of the, sometimes it doesn't matter because it's not about the money, but it's just like, let me know that you appreciate me. Let me know that you appreciate what I'm doing.
Yeah, it has to be some kind of medium. Like, if I as an artist helping you, because you know we on both sides of the track, so we we get to see more now. You know, so it's like, I should be able to. Hey, here go 250. Like, bro, you know what I'm saying? You bring people. You know, you help promote, so you can be compensated for the work that you put in. You put in some damn work, so you got to get your just due, especially when you're dealing with, you know, all the promoters and everything like that. It's like they don't understand.
I mean,
that.
All you hear now is, well, who you going to bring out and who you got, what's your following like? And I respect that, okay?
Yeah.
But let me make something very clear. I never signed up to be a promoter. That's not my job.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where the conflict comes in at, because you're supposed to be the one to get these people to come out. You booked me to come do a show.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you to come and ask me to come do this show. You asked me to come do this show, so you need to do your job. If you can't get no people to come out, then you ain't no fucking promoter.
Yeah, it's just artists.
I'm sorry.
Bringing people is not you booking the artists, and the artists are there.
That's a heavy routine down here in Miami, man. They do that heavy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they expect now. I mean, because the game has changed, don't get me wrong. So they feel like, okay, well, if you have a big enough following, you'll be able to bring enough people out. But what people, what they sort of realize, a lot of those folks are buying these followers, and y'all booking these people, and then y'all still have two people in your club. And then the show ain't even all that good because you ain't even really like that music. You just booked them because they had a whole bunch of followers.
All for the following, and you don't even know they damn music.
So, I mean,
right,
hey,
you don't even know the music.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's funny because I see it all the time, but it's all about how you do the business. I mean, I'm going to ask questions, and we're going to get down to the bottom of it because I don't care how many people you got in your club. I just don't. Yeah. Because I, at the end of the day, I did not sign up to be a promoter. Like, I mean, I never thought I was good at that. So, I'm just saying.
For real, man.
You do your job, and I'm going to do mine.
There can't, like the name of the next song, there can't be no hidden agendas. You hear?
Man, say. Everything I speak is facts. That's just period.
Wow, for real, though.
I can't wait. I actually love this track. I mean.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce it. We're going to go on and get it.
Oh, yeah, this is one of my favorite tracks because, I don't know, I got to talk my shit on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people see me, they see, oh, she's an R&B singer, but. You know, I got a little edge to me, so it's just like, don't play with me. Leave me alone. I'm not bothering nobody. I like to be in the corner by myself and mind my business. So when you come over here bothering me, I see that. I see your hidden agenda. I see what you up to. I seen it when you came from across this room. So...
Motherfucking shame, these niggas would do anything for that fame. Yeah, they will. Oh, you think it's a game? Be about to blow and just watch how they change.
Say, they be all in your face. Trying to be cool, but they fake. Hit the cheese from the gate. You niggas move like a snake. I see you hitting the jingle.
Yeah, boy. Hey, look, hey. Okay. Yeah. I think
I was talking my shit, man.
yeah, I like that. Who's the producer on there?
I can't remember that dude's name. Yeah, I can't remember his name, but it was a beat that I found off YouTube.
Shout out to him,
man.
That's
old.
Yeah,
one of them. Huh?
I just one of those leaves, huh?
I see. I see old vicious J. Shout out to Vicious on there.
Oh yeah. In the name of Jesus. Shake the devil off.
Devil.
Anyway, so yeah. How about those rockets?
Nah, but that's a hot track too. You got the video for that, right?
I actually do. Yeah, I shot the video. Like we shot the video, edited everything, man. Like. It was
I'm gonna look that up.
Like, I don't know. We did everything ourselves. Like, I bought all that damn equipment, damn drone. So it was my first time using it. So it was fun. That's why I said I enjoyed that song because it was a fun song to make. It was a fun video to make, and to actually see like the work you put in and like shooting it yourself and.
Oh, you got the
video? Shout out to Opus ENP. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, you got any shout outs, any shows you want to let people know you got coming up? Or,
I got a show on the 24th with Tasha Mack. So, shout out to Tasha Mack. She one of the promoters in the city that actually respects you as an artist. Like, so I'll always work with her, like big ups to her. Shout out to my team, ODNMG, Nova Kane, UT Kwan, YP Vaughn. Shout out to my entertainment team, Mo Pip ENT. Shout out to Lee Bands and Next to Blow Radio. That's about it.
Yep.
I appreciate y'all, you know.
Thank you for coming through.
Talking about what I got going on.
Yeah, drop your social media tag too, so they know where they'll find you at.
If you're looking for any ODNMG artist, you can find first the page is ODN_MG, and my Instagram is MOECARRO_ODN, and the rest of my artists have ODN at the end of their name also.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah,
right here.
I'm like, but you gonna drop that last track though, right?
Right.
Like, stop playing, cause this my favorite track. Them big old, you know what I'm talking
about? No bullshit. Hey man, make sure y'all stay tuned, man. Take Over Tuesdays. Shout out to Mo Caro. Fish, appreciate you for coming through, rocking with us.
Man, appreciate you for having me.
Yes. Dropping that heat.
Y'all stay tuned.
I'm checking out the video
Mr.
right
Hunter
now.
Hunter up next. Y'all ready? Mr. Hunter up next. Stay tuned.
Take over Tuesday. Take over Tuesday. Yeah. Take over Tuesday. Take over Tuesday. Take over.
take over Tuesday. Take over Tuesday. Take over Tuesday. Take over.
This what they been waiting for.
Take over.
Yeah. Wait no more.
Take over.
Just to take over.
Take over Tuesday. Take over.
Yeah.
Take over. Whoa. Take over.
Next to Blow
Radio.
Take
over. Coming back at it like an addict, like a teen. They be egging in the views. We lie, tune in. That's the Blow Radio. We smashing. You say you high, you be jamming, tap in. Tell them tap in. Real live question, answer plus the fans in the radio. Check the fly, check the cash, and it's a value. You know what's in it's in the email. That's the Blow Radio at gmail.com. That's the Bama Queen T. Got the Lou and Lee Benz in the big. Homies love the dog. We love that work. Do your research. The rebirth, got the feelings hurt. We standing on business, keep it G first. Motivation while you waiting. Hit the line with no hesitation. See your record, we got nothing like the mother stations. We support everybody, you can keep the hitting. It's a takeover, get a rotation.
563-999-3727. Press 1 to go live. Next to Blow Radio.
Mr. Hunter in the building, what's good, my G?
What's going on with you? How you feeling?
Oh, man, we feeling good,
bro?
Man. Welcome to the show.
Most deaf. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Welcome. Yo, let me tell you how this happened, right? So on Mondays, we have a segment called Next to Blow or Hell No. So Mr. Hunter was, like, determined, like, yo, Queen, did you get my track? I sent in my track. And, you know, we get a lot of submissions. We do get a lot of submissions. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to get through all of them. So when you're consistent and you're showing, you know, that initiative, like, yo, I want to get played. And so I'm like, okay, look, I'm going to find time to go through the emails and look for your, you know, for your track. So then, I went through it, and I'm like, yo, this hot. I put you on the show. Everybody was like, Next to Blow. So you're 2 for 2 okay. Right now on Next to Blow or Hell No. So yes, let's get into this interview. I've been waiting for you to get on the show. Let everybody know where you're from and, you know, what kind of style of music are you providing for the ears, for the listeners.
Almost deaf. I'm from right now I live out in Las Vegas. I'm from the Midwest, but yeah, my style of music is, you know, I want to get back to where people actually write and they got substance. Well, that's what I look for. Everybody's going through family stuff. Everybody got heartbreak and love and people grinding, trying to get to it. So that's what my style of music is, something that's mellow that'll get you in the mood and that thing that'll get on your memory, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So you being from the Midwest, so you're saying did you move to Las Vegas because the music scene is better out there, or was it just like family stuff why you moved to Vegas?
I was kind of more just family stuff. You know, I needed a new change, so I came out to Vegas and it started grinding.
Most definitely.
So how long have you been doing music, and who were some of your inspirations?
Oh, I started taking music serious probably 2013, 2012, but I never went too deep in trying to release music, but this last year I really put in that grind game, put in more focus, and I put a compilation of stuff that actually I felt like represented me more. As far as inspiration, you know, I got a shout out to my GOAT Lil Wayne. You know, that was one of my first inspirations when I was rapping. And then as far as singing, any singer that sings right now, because a lot of people I feel like aren't singing, but any singer out right now is a big inspiration to me. That's just my inspiration on the R&B.
Okay. Well, so are you doing it independent, or are you looking for a label, or are you on a label, or are you trying to do your thing and you signing artists? Like,
all right now, I'm just independent. I am with my team that I work with out in Vegas, ASAP. They've been rocking with me since I first started off, but I'm just an indie artist trying to make it, you know.
True.
Absolutely. So you said you rap and you sing. So do you feel like there's more avenues for singers or more avenues for rapping?
With the music scene right now, I feel like everybody's trying to rap. So I feel like singing is a lost talent that a lot of people don't have. So I feel like you have more of an avenue if you could actually sing or if you, you know, hold notes, do all that. Because I feel like everybody want to rap. Everybody jumps on the beat, everybody want to rap. And the bad part about it is I feel everybody can't rap, you know.
Yeah.
But you can tell
that's the truth.
Can't sing, you know.
Oh yeah, of course. So when you're hearing a beat, like when you're in the studio, like do you just kind of go off what type of beat it is, whether you want to rap to it or sing?
I'll sit back and I kind of do this thing where I let the music talk to me. I feel like every beat or every instrumental or whatever you listen to, it tells you what's supposed to be on. Because I've listened to songs where you listen and somebody they doing their thing on it. I'm like, this don't correlate together. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then you sit back and you like, man, you hear a song and the beat and you like, oh, this just all makes sense. Everything sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I go for. I sit back, listen to a beat thousands and thousands of times until I'll start hearing words in the beat. And then I'll just run with it. And that's kind of my motivation.
What's the music underground scene like in Vegas though? Like they got lots of like platforms and shit down there for underground artists?
Yeah, they got a lot of smaller shows. It's tough. I mean, Las Vegas is more big on the gambling scene and all that, but I feel like as long as you're putting in the grind work, you're putting in that footwork, I feel like you can't get noticed, you know. It's just a lot tougher out here. But that's what makes the job worth it.
Yeah, I mean,
Vegas too. Like you can drive right up to, you know, go right over there to LA a couple hours. That's like a couple hours away too. So, you know, you can use both avenues.
Most definitely.
Oh yeah, that's right up the street. And the crazy thing is, I think it'd be a little bit harder out in Vegas too, because so many people go there to show their artistry, whether it's not even just singing or rapping. There's so many people out there trying to hustle and put out their talent, as far as, you know, like other street performers or whatever it may be. Because I go out there a lot and you literally see people out there grinding day and night, selling shit, doing whatever it is, you know, that they got to do. So it's definitely inspiration and, you know, seeing people out there grinding and doing what they want to do. But so people that haven't got to see you perform, do you perform or do you have any like upcoming shows at all?
I'm trying to get something in the works now. I've performed before a couple of times, but I'm definitely with this project. I just really, because before when I was performing, I usually was featuring on people's songs or stuff like that. So now that I actually have my own personal project out, I'm looking to do a lot more performances. So, you know, guys, check me out on my Facebook, on Instagram, and I'll most likely be updating whenever I got a show or something comes up.
Okay. Well, let's get into one of your tracks so we can let people listen. I mean, we've been playing it. We've been rocking with you. But I want to get into that Pull Up On Me track. Go ahead and pull that up, bro. Go ahead and introduce this track for the listeners. Let people know about this track.
Oh, Pull Up On Me?
Yes.
That song was basically about, you know, I had went through some. And I actually took my mindset to how would you feel if that person you want really deep in your life left? Like how you be sitting, how you be chilling, that feeling. But that's what I went to write for. And when I first was starting to write it, one of my homies was like, oh, man, that's catchy, man. Like I can relate to it. So as he said that, I just kept on writing and kept on pushing. So that's what it is. You know, you sit back and you want that special someone you missed to pull back up on you. So that's what it is.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. Let's go. Bro, you got to pull it up? Or do you want me to pull it?
Yeah, I just pulled up his penis. It's messing
with me. All right. Go ahead, and Hunter. Go ahead and introduce the track for the listeners right here on Next Low Radio.
Oh, This is your boy, One Mr. Hunter Man, reporting live from 702. This is my song, Pull Up On Me. Y'all keep listening in to Next to Blow Radio.
Let's get it.
Get it.
Pull up on me.
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 Way too many shots, no I need to stop. I might end up going straight to your spot. Ain't seen you in a minute, I hate all this distance. You know what happens when I be sipping. Pull up skirt, you know I'm right outside. Yeah, I know you got somebody inside. I really wanna see you, come and see me for once. That's a party next door, but it doesn't mean much. These feelings run deeper, no I need to see you. Every moment away from you makes me weaker. The blind man hears always how to cope, bro. I was blind to your love, but I heard your heart broke.
Damn.
Never meant to cause you this pain.
No, I didn't.
I promise you, girl, that I've changed. Nobody can take your place.
No, they can't.
That's why I touch you every day. Damn right, I want you here, girl, every night. That's one of the reasons why
I be like,
I'm at the crib, you know I ain't seeing things. You ain't even got a new friend.
Fuck him.
Damn right, I want you here, girl, every night. That's one of the reasons why
I be like,
I'm at the crib, you know I ain't seen you since.
I'm struggling with the thought that you left. Don't know how to handle it, to be honest, man, I still am a mess. I don't want the person you with to ever think I'm a threat. Just wanna lay these feelings to rest, I hardly do rest. I think about you the most when I'm just sitting and smoking. The moments when my feelings the lowest, reminiscing on old shit. I'm really hurt about it, they noticed. I was trying to hold it in and control it, but getting much harder just to hide it, conceal it. I don't wanna be the one stuck in my feelings, but my emotion is spilling. Right at the top, one of my deepest it cuts. That's the reason why my penicillin. Yeah. Key to my heart, my love was locked tight. Time is right, it's right on the clock, right? Ain't nobody can take this spot. I know that it's Hunter gon' need this rock. Why? Damn right, I want you here, girl, every night. That's one of the reasons why I be like
I'm at the crib, you know I ain't seen you since. You ain't even got a new friend.
Fuck him, since you ain't got a new friend.
Damn right, I want you here, girl, every night. That's one of the reasons why
I be like,
I'm at the crib, you know I ain't seen you since. You ain't even got a new friend.
Fuck him.
Damn right, I want you here, girl, every night. That's one of the reasons why I'm at the crib, you know I ain't
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a nice one right there. What was that?
Appreciate y'all.
That's one for the players.
That track right there, I ain't gonna lie, like, it stays in my daily rotation. Whether I'm not even on the radio, it's literally on my phone. I'm like, it stays in rotation. I love that track. It's so catchy. It's, like, super dope. And so what's crazy is, like, this weekend I had hosted, like, a little get-together or whatever with some of my friends and stuff. And, you know, when you'll take turns playing music and stuff, of course I have to play indie music. And, you know, you're not the only artist that I have on my phone, but when I got onto that track, everybody's like, who is this? Who is this? And I'm like, You know, I was letting them know. So you got a couple new fans that are in my circle. But, yeah, they're definitely like, they were like, yo, he's not fine. He's not big yet. I'm like, you know, he's doing his thing. Make sure you follow him. But, yeah, definitely salute to that track. Let people know where they can find that song if they want to listen to it again.
Hell yeah,
most definitely. If y'all want to check out the song, it's out on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, so all listening platforms. It's on the album, The Time Is Right. That's right, as in W-R-I-T-E. I named the album that so people will know, man, it's time to put that pen back to paper. But if you definitely want to hear Pull Up On Me, go ahead and pull up that page on that iTunes or Spotify or whatever. You'll see it on there.
Okay.
So you got a video out for it?
No, that's in the works. We're moving on that next. We're doing a video to the first song on the album. That's coming out soon, but I want to make sure that the video for this song, I want it to be perfect because everybody, when they hear it, they love it. So I want to make sure that video comes correct. I don't just want to put out anything.
So right. Is this going to be part of an album or are you just dropping a single right now?
Oh, this is already on the album. The album I released on the 14th of February. So this this song is one of the main singles that I got off of it. This is one of the ones I really want to.
So it's the album, right? But what's the name of the album?
The Time Is Right.
The Time Is Right. And it's spelled WRITE, right? Okay. I just want to make sure in case people are going out there looking for it. So this song right here, Pull Up On Me, you said that's one of your main singles. So is this the type of vibe that you can listen to or if you're looking forward to throughout the whole album, or do you, what other type of sounds are you having on this album?
I got a few songs like that, but I also got a couple where I just rapping. I try to show people, get people the inner side of me. So I'm more on the mellow flow, like actually so people can understand what I'm saying. I just feel like when I put this album together with writing and, you know, with the production and working with my team, I was thinking, like, a lot of people are just rapping and saying anything they can to put it on the album. For me, I wanted people to listen and be like, yo, I feel like I understand this. I feel like I can relate to what he's talking about, or I can envision and see that picture, the imagery in their head while I'm doing whatever song they listen to. It's kind of all over the place. I got some slow, like, Drake vibe raps. Then I have
Wow, man, you're just a musician, man. That's how I be sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no control on that. You know what I'm saying? When you really got it.
Yeah, most definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I appreciate that.
Well, I want to get into this next track called Patience. Let us know a little bit about this track.
Oh, Patience, I wrote this one time when I was trying to pursue a female, right? And I was just thinking about, man, I watched this girl get dirty by a lot of people and all that. So when I wrote the song, I was like, man, I'm tired of waiting. When is it my turn? I came up with this song, and, you know, I stuck with it. So.
All right. Go ahead and introduce this track for the listeners.
This is Patience off of the Time Is Right album, man. I hope y'all messing with it, man. Let's get to it.
Let's go.
There's only one,
Mr. Hunter. Before you even start, stop. I've been watching you jump from square to square. It's like you've been playing hopscotch, and that just makes my heart drop. Niggas treating you like you ain't valuable, when I know that you top notch. Did that get your attention for a minute? While I got it, there's some shit I wanna mention. I'm with all the smoke if you talking to a nigga. Cause you heard I hit different like SZA. Love at first sight, must admit it. Second look, I see your heart, no squinting. If it's my only shot, can't miss it. I'm hoping I can make you my missus. Girl, you're so fine, you've been on my mind. Since you caught my eye, I don't know if I can let you walk by. And we don't intertwine, otherwise this will all be a waste of time. I ain't got no patience, I've been sitting on the sideline waiting. Only hoping and praying, I ain't got no patience. With another nigga, you got conversations going in them, I'm saying, cause I ain't got no patience. I was thinking maybe we can get together and have us a situation. I ain't got no patience, I ain't got them, baby.
I ain't got no patience.
Yeah, I ain't got no patience, but I do keep me a waiting list. If you can't stand up to the competition, you ain't made for this. Said that I'm one of your top decisions, better make it quick. Decisions, decisions, I'm not the one you can't be playing with. First high, dinner date, body type, figure eight. Been wanting a one-on-one, don't know why I isolate to talk to you. But you had a nigga wait till you broke up, spoke up. Blood you a game, just keep your nose up. You know what, I've seen plenty women, but they can't hold up. I chose up, the bitches be hating, but I'm like, so what? Cause they had plenty chances, but none of them were taken. So don't get mad when somebody ready to fill the vacant.
Girl, you so fine, you've been on my mind. Since you caught my eye, I don't know if I can let you walk by. And we don't intertwine, otherwise this will all be a waste of time. I ain't got no patience, I've been sitting on the sideline waiting, only hoping and praying. I ain't got no patience with another nigga, you got conversations going in them, I'm saying, cause I ain't got no patience. I was thinking maybe we can get together and have us a situation. I ain't got no patience, I ain't got them, baby. I ain't got no patience. I was waiting on you, I was waiting for you.
That Bryson Tiller, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You got that Bryson Tiller type vibe right there. I fuck with that.
Mm-hmm. That's fire.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Definitely. So, before this album that you put out, did you put out any other projects, or is this like your very first project that you're trying to push?
Oh, this is my very first project I'm trying to put.
And that's crazy. It's your first project.
That's crazy.
That's dope quality. Because usually, like, when people first start out, it's like, you know, they got to learn, you know what I mean? You got to start and then work on your sound and the quality of it. But it's super dope. You have, like, a team that came behind you and was like, yo, this is how you do it, or did you kind of just study it yourself? Because these two tracks right here, these are the only ones that I've heard, and the quality is there. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a shout-out to my team, for sure. I got a shout-out to my team. My whole little team I'm working with out here, man. Like, my boy, especially my homeboy, JoJo, man, he's been in the rap game scene for a long time. And when I first started rapping and singing, he told me off the rip, he was like, you cannot shortchange when you're trying to put out quality. And that's always stuck with me when I try to use it.
Definitely.
So, and then everybody else with him, you know, the whole A-Side team, Jeff, I can't forget, my boy AJ, call him Jeezy. I got my boy T.O.P., my boy Diggy. And I can't forget my boy Demetri, man. Like, when we get in the studio and whenever I'm trying to work, they press for make it quality over quantity. You want to make sure that whatever you're putting out, people want to remember it. So, and then he's put me with great people who are in production. So I got to definitely shout out to the production, man. My boy Skunk mixed it. That dude is a beast when it comes to engineering. He's a beast for show. And he definitely found my sound.
Yeah, that's dope. So if people want to book you or do any features, you know, any of that good stuff, how can they contact you?
Oh, they can contact me on my IG, that's at one Mr. Hunter, or you can contact me on Facebook, that's Robert Hunter. Just hit me up in the DMs anytime. I'm definitely going to respond back. So I'm always down to put in work.
Okay.
Most definitely. Yo, I'm kind of salty. I didn't know you before, you know, I started getting back into the radio scene, because I literally go to Vegas at least 3 times a year. We would have been linked up. I literally was there already twice this year. So, but when I do definitely come back out, I definitely want to, you know, check some stuff out and, you know, vibe out, maybe get you on a show out there or something, and definitely, you know, see you in action. So
definitely salute
you. We definitely gonna keep rocking with your music over here. We definitely appreciate you.
I definitely got that pull up in the playlist right now. I just wanna grab that. I'll go fuck with that.
Oh, I appreciate that for real.
Do you have anything else you want to put out there for the world in case they didn't hear the rest of the interview? I mean, you can always come back and listen to the interview, but or do you have any last word of advice or shout outs or anything, you know, where they can find you at or any of that good stuff?
Oh yeah, I want to shout out to my girl, to my son, to my family. They really told me chase your dreams, and that's what I want to, my last words of advice to anybody, chase your fucking dreams. And I don't know if we can cuss, but that's how it was told to me, because if it ain't important to you, it ain't important to nobody else. So make sure if it's your dream, you chasing it. Make sure you run it till the soles of your shoes is off and go grab it. So that would be my word of advice to anybody, because if you believe it's possible, and that's all I can say to that. But I want to shout out to y'all, Most Def, Next to Blow Radio. I appreciate the opportunity. You know, it's hard to get people to listen to your music, and y'all give indie artists a chance, so I definitely want to shout out to y'all. And then shout out to my team out here in Las Vegas, the whole A-Side group. Man, I really appreciate y'all. You know, we're going to keep grinding.
All righty. Stay locked in with us. Hey, anytime you got some new music, you know what I'm saying, ready to drop it.
Don't slide
on
by. Bring that bitch on. You heard that.
Oh, I got you for sure. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Y'all already know what's happening, man. Takeover Tuesdays right here on Next to Blow Radio. This Slug, y'all wanna get it on that. And then I'm gonna roll us on out with some tracks,
all right,
with some of that good old hot music.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, Slug, give them your social media. Shout out to all that good stuff.
Yeah, y'all already know, man. It's your boy Slug. Big homie Slug the Don on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? On Twitter, Slug the Don, BMG. Got music screaming on all platforms, YouTube, all over, Google. You know what I'm saying? Just released a new single, Pull Up. That's all on all streaming platforms as well. Y'all already know it's another Takeover Tuesday. Next to Blow. What else could be, man? You know?
Definitely. And, shout out to our guests that came through rocking with us over here on Takeover Tuesdays. Dope talent, you know. Shout out to everybody that is submitting their music. Keep it coming. You know, we're looking for all dope artists worldwide. So the email is nexttoblowradio@gmail.com. Great quality music. Make sure you include your artist information, song title, short bio if you're trying to get in for an interview. Like I said, the email is nexttoblowradio@gmail.com. Make sure y'all stay tuned for the new shows coming up. Lee Bam's got a show coming up on Wednesdays and Fridays. Lamizia is coming back on Thursday, so make sure y'all stay locked in for that. You know, Mondays, Music Crush Mondays, the Next to Blow or Hell No segment, and of course some Takeover Tuesdays, takeovers. You know, if you guys want to take over the airwaves, get at us, link with us. Shout out to all the callers that are tuning in right now. So many different area codes, crazy. So many people tuned in. Salute to y'all. Make sure y'all follow me at MissQueenC_Echo on all social media. Go ahead and holler at them, bro.
Yeah. You already know. Follow me on everything at Leverage King except for FB. Darryl Lee. You already know who is certified. They straight to nap time. And you wonder why they call me the Leverage King. Let go.
Ever since I caught her eye.